Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring, but first, Bob is going to comment on our colleagues in the media. Bob?
Yes, there was an interesting study that I posted on Behind the Black that looked at 630 press articles that were produced by outlets, the New York Times, The Guardian, several outlets in Brazil, Portugal, and Spain. And it looked at these articles and to see how they covered science news articles related to astrobiology. This is the study of possibly alien life on other worlds. We haven't found any, but they're looking at the possibilities. And they're studying what to look for is mostly what they're doing. And what this study found is that both the PR departments of the universities, the research institutions, but more the press, love to speculate wildly about this research, even when the scientists aren't. They exaggerate the possibilities. If they mention there might be a possibility of a molecule that might be related to life, the press would announce life found on this planet. And this happened several times. I cite both the story of Venus and an exoplanet in the last few years where scientists found molecules that on Earth are related to life. So that's interesting, but the press immediately went crazy saying life had been found. And this is a general problem with most news articles today. Too often they over-speculate things, and they shouldn't do this, but they're looking for clickbait. And the public should be able to look at headlines, and any headlines that have the word may, might, or could is telling you that they haven't really discovered anything. You should just ignore the story.
SWIFT was shut down. What's happened, Bob?
No, it hasn't been shut down, but it's getting close to the end of its life. The Gerald SWIFT Space Telescope is one of the most valuable telescopes that have been lost in the last 30 years. It was launched specifically to try to solve the problem of gamma ray bursts because it can quickly turn to a location and get optical and other wavelength data of that location. So if a gamma ray burst occurs, you can quickly go to it and find, look at that spot. And it found optical counterparts to the GRBs and just told us that they were billions of light years away. And it's used by astronomers on numerous other cases. Well, its orbit's going to decay sometime in the next few years. And so NASA has hired two companies, given them small study contracts to look at the possibility, would it make sense to raise the orbit of SWIFT to extend its life? And that I think would be a good thing, but I would say, why is NASA spending study contracts? Wouldn't they be better off issuing a request for proposals to actually do the job? But either way, they are looking to try to save this telescope, and I hope they do.
The Webb telescope, which is continuing to produce quandaries, what's it done? Has it confounded us again?
In this case, it's clarified something. One of the things that Webb does, because it looks only in the infrared, is it can get you good spectroscopy of things. And they turned Webb to look at an Earth-sized exoplanet that orbits a red dwarf star about 40 light years away and does so in the habitable zone. So this is possibly another Earth that could be habitable. So they used Webb to look at it, and what they found is it didn't have any of the molecules in that atmosphere or were detected that you'd expect in an atmosphere of an Earth-sized planet. There was no methane, no water, no carbon dioxide that were detected, suggesting this exoplanet doesn't have an atmosphere, or if it does, it's very alien to ours. It just proves that this, if there's life here, it's going to be alien life. This exoplanet orbits a red dwarf star, which is very dim, so it orbits very close to the star every 4 days, which means any flare on this radiates this planet very badly. So it's not likely to have life, but this is just the science of characterizing exoplanets that we're now into, and that's the best thing about it.
And Mars, we come back from the edge of the universe to a large mountain range region. But what are those slope streaks, Bob? What are they?
Okay, so this is a cool image that I dug out of the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter archive of a place on Mars. This is the largest mountainous region on Mars. It's an area of flows off of the biggest mountain, Olympus Mons volcano. And in this very mountainous region, you have lots and lots of slope streaks. We don't know what they are. They look like avalanches, but they are just merely stains. And it's just really a mystery on Mars, John. They think it might be dust. They think some people think it might be brine. They don't know.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.